The we begin Hilchos Tefillah. Hilchos Tefillah has a number of very, should I say, unpopular halachas. First of all, it's a major machlokes rishonim whether Tefillah is mitzvah sesem in a Torah or not. Rambam writes Tefillah is mitzvah sesem in a Torah, and once a day. Ramban says no, Tefillah is a mitzvah in our Torah, only the Eis Torah. The fact we daven three times a day is a din d'rabbanan. Now, that's one. There is a second issue. Mishnah says women are chayev in davening. It says why? Because it's mitzvah says my grammar. It says tefillah rachman yinu, but tefillah noshi boy rachman. Even with it's by precious rachman when women need rachman. So according to the Gersa in the Gemara that we have, women are absolutely chayev in davening two times a day, whatever a man's chayev, woman's chayev. Number one. The Rambam, when he writes, says, it's not a mitzvah, says our Rambam, because the mitzvah is once a day. And there are two mahalachim in the Rambam. One mahalach in the Rambam is the Rambam's talking to Din D'Oraisa, and the Gemara's talking to Din D'Rabbanan. Another mahalach in the Rambam is the Rambam had a different gerson with a very big nafkamina, where the women have to daven once a day, or two, three times a day. The meaning of women not to daven, there's a long prima gadim. It would be, you're big boys now, it would be very constructive for you to go through the whole hakdom of the prima gadim, Hilchos Tefillah. The go touches on countless issues. Everyone understands that the meaning of women not to daven is a big b'di'evit. And the more we'll get into Hilchos Tefillah, we'll see it's a bigger b'di'evit. And they say, well, if they say brachas in the morning, they say this, some tefillah, not so simple. Could be midoraisa. You have to have a tzura of shevach, bakosha, and hodah. And just saying brachas hashach doesn't give you shevach, brachas, hodah. In addition, could be facing mikdash, the din d'oraisa, could be. We'll see all these halach. What is the din d'oraisa? Look, so, but there is all sorts of terutzim why about women davening. And the sense is probably very simply, for many, many years, hundreds of years, women were basically illiterate. And therefore, they couldn't daven. Nowadays, the women are literate. They're busy learning marals all day. So there's no reason, there's very little justification for women not davening shachos and mincha. About Ma'ariv is rishus. What does rishus mean? Machlokes between the Rambam and the Rif on one hand, and Tosfos on the other hand. Tosfos says people are chayiv three tefillah. Everyone's chayiv three tefillahs a day. Just for certain issues, it's nidche between other mitzvahs. Rambam and the Rif say no. It's Arav versus the total rishus, but men accepted it upon themselves as a chiyuv. Therefore, men are chayov, and women didn't accept it upon themselves as a chiyuv. So whether women are chayov in Ma'ariv and Nazim, the Tosfos says yes, and the Rambam and the Rif say no. Okay, so let's begin. Zman tefillas mincha, mitzvosu shiyaschil, imhonei tachama, yidachsiv yiruchim shemesh mevakshi panecha, svalu mishu'ola amara shachar, veheye pnei mizrach yotza. V'nimshach zmano, that's the beginning. V'nimshach zmano, the zman is, ad sof arba sho'os, till the end of 4 hours. Shehu shlish hayom. How to calculate that, we'll see. Vim ta'a o ova v'espal ach avoshos ad chatzos av v'shen lo schar tefila. Schar tefila miha ikon. Okay. What you bump into here is the understanding of the words v'imta'a o avar v'hispalo acha abashos. Rabbi Yehuda says, ad abashos, the tomit shel shachar is karev ad abashos. And that is, and since tefila keneged tmidim tiknon, and chachom say chatzos, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, except where it says tzchat tefila you have, tzchat tefila bezmana you don't have. Now the word is, what is these words? Ve'im ta'a o avar ve'hispalol achar arba shaos. If you take a look in the Be'er Agra, harif harosh v'shapos elish midivra harif harosh mashma. Dafka ta'a. If you made a mistake, you miscalculated. L'chein mashm v'gemara. Because we learn it out from tashlumen. And you don't have tashlumen b'meis. Oshik avo harambam. V'ator kotzu afilu ova amizbal. Ad chatzot ayin b'es yotzev shidochak b'zeh. B'es yotzev had a lot of difficulty. What happens if a person stops? Davens after tefillas, after zman tefillah, is he yotze or he is not yotze? So the Gros says it's a machlokes between the Rif Rosh and Shar Poskim. From the Rif and Rosh, it says if it's only if he made a mistake. But it would seem from the Rambam of the Torah that all situations. And Tzorchin Ladina. Let's see how the Mishnah Berurah paskens that. And Ta'a. As Mishnah Berurah says, Shabamezit Shoah's had Fila Achova's man, Rahka his palel. He came Yotzi de Chova's Fila, Avshoah's Shiloba's man. Who had Dinshil Chatkilim, lo his palel, me called him, so his palel, Achadal, Shos Archatso, Rahkin Loscha. But, okay. So he said, Rishabru would like to paskin that, like this so called. Like, but he said, but I'm not so sure. He says, the Tov she spell Oz, the Torah's Nadova. If you daven after Tumat Tefila, Shetam Ki, Yej Poskim, Shesovim, De Hazin, Adal, Cho, Shuglo, Mosel, the spell of Klau. And you spell the Yisne. And he may shake night, Shemitzah Hadin, Hupotu, the Torah's Nadova. Prima Godim. So he said, no, it's a suffix with the yotz, if hazed, it's a suffix with the yotz, achas man tefila. And because of that, if you're davening with man tefila, you should make it tonight. It's Misha Brewer's night, Kibiegis tai. Not everyone, in Prima Gona, not everyone agrees that you can make such a night. But what does he say? You have kavana, if it is. According to the Rambam at Shachris, and according to the Rif and the Rosh, it's in the Dov, and I lost Shachris today. So many, many, many shuls during the summer. A, they don't pay attention to Zman Tefila. The shul in Har Nof, very frustrating. They begin when they begin, no matter what. And if they get to Shachris 3 minutes after Zman Tefila, 2 minutes before, they don't care. But they always mark with a very geshmaki keloro. Because it gives them a geshmak in their davening, even though It's a big machlokes rishonim when they b'chal yotzei nedavening. So Zman Tfilah is something to be taken with the utmost seriousness. First of all, that if it's many rishonim, the Rif, the Rosh, and many other rishonim say dafke, if you made a mistake, it's miscalculated, it's you're an onus, whatever. But if I'm hazed, you can't daven chakras. The Mishnah Brura Prima Godim Pask that you have to be choshish for both dayos, and therefore if it's after Zman Tfilah you have to have come money and make it tonight, you may have lost chakras completely. And then at the bottom of this Shulchan Aruch says the Baal HaTanya Paskin Shebriyev you can daven chakras to chatzos and does not have this tonight. Probably he tried to justify all the chesin mudavin after his matzah. Oh, that's number one of every. Now, let's talk about the beginning of smat, the beginning of shachris, the beginning of shachris. Zman tefilas hashacham mitzvoso sheyasul im hanetzachama. Here he's passing like the Rambam who passes Vosikin. The Rambam said, Rambam, if you take a look at the Rambam, Perek Aleph Hilchos Tefila, Vosikin is not a Midas Chassidus. Vosikin is a Halacha L'chatchila, that's where you should dive. And by the other, you can dive a non Vosikin. Now, but that is not so simple. It's far from simple. Against the Rambam, you have Rabbeinu Tam. Whether we paskin like Vosikin, we don't paskin, or we paskin against Vosikin. Rabbeinu Tam says we paskin against Vosikin. Now the 2 days, what Rabbeinu Tam says, Tosa says, if you daven chakras before Nates, you're not Yotze. Or Totos is not your Yotze b'di'evin. The Talmidim of Rami Rutenberg, the Rav Yoav Berosham, have the opinion that if you daven shachris before Nates, you're not Yotze b'chlal. Not Yotze b'chlal. And now Shulchan Aruch Paskins against them, the Rav Yoh. And he says, you l'chatchil to begin with Nates. Now, so, when I daven Vosikin, I always say Kriya Shema afterwards. According to the Rav Yoh, I wasn't Yotze. But since the overwhelming majority of Rishonim is against the Rav Yoh, you don't have to be choshish for the Rav Yoh. I just, because of Krishma, say Krishma afterwards. Okay, now, what is Amud HaShachar? How do you calculate? Now we have to get here into calculations. What is Amud HaShachar? And there are two, the Mishnah Berurah says, as follows. Because the Mechaber says the words that says, Olam HaShachar V'Heir HaMizrach. What is Amar HaShachar? What's Heir HaMizrach? It seems to be a stira minei obey. Amar HaShachar is when you see the first line of light across the horizon. Heir HaMizrach is when the whole sky is lit up. Four nights. So the question is, and the Mishnah Brewer says, Amar HaShachar Mashi Maskel HaShachar Havrik B'Mitzotsu Ma'at Ma'at. He wants to say the Pasha of the Mechaber is not Amor HaShachar, but Heir HaMizrach. The whole sky gets lit up. The Magen Avraham, if you take a look here, is very insistent. That in his family, Oshomarach Shachyotze Kaanirali, Amidin, Aliasamarashach, Korshach, Provis Hatomid. He says, so he comes in with a very simple question. Tfila Kenega Timidim Tiknum, it's Kenega. And they brought the Korban Tomal Shashacha from Nates. On, from Amud HaShachar on. And the Mishnah in Megillah says, for all mitzvahs hayom, Amud HaShachar is Yom Gomer. Except it's halacha of Smichas Gula Tfila and Yeruchem Shemesh Mevak Sheporecha to do it at Nates. But, said the Magen Avraham says, so Mishnah Brura says, and he says, look in Be'er Halacha. Okay. No. Then he says like this. And by the time he finishes, what is his conclusion? So his conclusion is that basically Amud HaShachar, like the Magen Avraham, but it's not l'chatchila to wait for Heir HaMizrach. Now, how to calculate these things? The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Tzadei Daled. Gemara in Pesachim Daf Tzadei Daled says that it's from Amud HaShachar until Nates is 4 million. Rabbi Yehuda says 5 million. Okay. We're not getting into Shitas Rabbi Yehuda now. And it's not really no geir. From Shkia till Tzeisa Kachovim is another dollar minim. And the day is 40 million. Now. Make a little simple arithmetic. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, a mil is 18 minutes, and Dalad Milan is 72 minutes. Where does that number come from? The number comes from a very simple calculation. If the day is 40 mil, what does that mean? Amar HaShachar to Tzeis or Nates to Shkia? If it's Nates to Shkia, it means from Nates to Shkia it's 40 mil. It's 12 hours. From Amar HaShachar till Nates is 4. So that's 1/10 of 12 hours. 12 hours is times 60, 720 minutes. 1/10 of 720 minutes is 72 minutes. That's where 72 comes from. And if that's dollar million, 72 divided by 4 is 18. Everyone who bakes matzah knows you have to wait 18 minutes, right? You maximum 18 minutes because the Gemara B'sochem says, Sheh Chamas is Sheh Mil. That's the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch. The Gra says, wait a second. The Pashas, the Gemara is that 40 goes from Amar HaShachar to Tzeis HaKochavim. So it's not 4:44, it's 4:32:4. So 4 over 32 equals 1/8. 1/8 of 720 is 90. So that's the sheet of that. Amar HaShachan says, 90 minutes. Now, there are three ways of calculating these 90 minutes. One is clock minutes, and one is Zmanios, and one is type of darkness. What does that mean? It means that number of Dalet Milin is for you Yerushalayim, Pesach time. Okay. So we're given an amount. Yerushalayim, Pesach is approximately the equinox. So Yerushalayim at the equinox, that's what it is. Does that mean that the halach is just the number? What would Amar HaShachar and Seisach HaKovim be at Yerushalayim and Equinox, but the halacha then becomes the number? The people who wait 72 minutes after Shabbos, that's Seisach HaKovim. That's the assumption they make. It's a number. And that's it. That does not reflect any reality anywhere except Yerushalayim at the equinox. That's all. And then the halacha becomes the number. Now the group of people, based on the Rambam Perush Mishnayos, beginning of Brachos, say no. It's a number. The number is calculated not Sha'os Kvuos, clock time, but Sha'os Manios. So it's 1/8 of the day, 1/10 of the day, whether it's 72 minutes or 90 minutes. There's a third sheet. It depends how dark it gets. So that is a very subtle calculation. How much light there, that means how much light there is in the horizon. How much light there is in the horizon. So that depends on latitude, the times and time of the year. And people have written tables all about it. That's what we call the Fiha Ofek. There's three ways of making that calculation. So when they have different things for what, you know, how to make when Amar HaShachar is, so they have to choose one of three sheetahs. They don't tell you which sheetah they choose. Okay. Now, that's number one. Number two, there's a major machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Gro. How to make the calculation of Zman Tefillah and Zman Kriyat Shema. It's 1/3 of the day. What day are we talking about? Amar HaShachar Tetzeis, when it's to Shkia. When Avraham says Amar HaShachar Tetzeis, and the Gros says Neitz Tashkia. We say the two Shurim. We say Morgan Avraham, they have the Morgan Avraham sheet that's listed in all the Luchos. They don't tell you. So since when Amar HaShachar, there are three sheets how to calculate when Amar HaShachar is, since the Kochavim is, that's whether it is clock time, Zmanios, or Lufia Ofik, how dark it is. And that's assuming it's 72. But without getting into whether it's 90, like that. But, so they don't tell you which sheet they're working according to. Okay, but the general psak is, it's very, L'chadchila, we should be choshish for Morgan Avraham. And but the effort, we can rely on the Gro. Most posts can go like the Gro. Now, and that's for Zman Kriyat Shema and for Zman Tefillah. But both Zman Kriyat Shema, you pass Zman Kriyat Shema, you're not Yotzei Kriyat Shema. You pass Zman Tefillah, if it's been amazing, you're not allowed to daven Shacharis, according to the Rif and the Rosh. So only a possible pshat in the Rambam in the way the Torah learns it, that b'di'evad yotzei, it is shachris, but not Shachris Bezman. Okay, that is some very interesting, maybe unpopular halachas. Acha chatzos also his palo to the shachris, says the Be'er Halacha. I am Mishnah Berurah. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Zayin. It says like, Mash Roshan Rav Dafilu Tekev Achatz. I mean, when is Zman Mincha? Zman Mincha is 6.5 hours. So this is that half an hour in between Chatzos and Zman Mincha. Of course, there's a major Machlokes Shem, that's a Din D'oraisa, Din D'rabbanan, which also involved, let's say you did daven mincha in that half hour, or you yotze mincha not, that we'll see later. That means you have to go back and daven mincha. What about daven shachris in that half hour? So the Mishnah Berurah said, if you take of achatzot, also this baal shachris. Some people say, no, shachris goes till mincha, so you can daven in that half hour. And Dina Mashim Primagodim of Der Chachayim, Shane Lozes and Psakarava. Primagodim and the Nasivis in the Sefer Der Chachayim say no. Hey Mashim Bera Groch is me as Mamincha Mitchilas Lesheva. But, so what does the Groch say? No. And what do they put Primagodim and the Nasivis say? They said, Mi'ikra Adin, you can bring the korban ben abayim from Chatzos. Except they made a separate takana not to do it, because you can't always be precise. Give yourself a little extra room. But b'diyevet, if you daven mincha, after Chatzos, you yotze. So therefore, Zman Shachris ends exactly at Chatzos. Also Chazal, kishogo nechnas, or his bal korom chatz. Okay. That is, Kevin Shigia's Mantfilo. Okay, here we get into another major issue, which is very nogea for everyone's life. Eating, drinking before that. Let's skip the others, get to eating and drinking, and then we'll go back. So, Pashtus of the Rambam, Rambam seems to say very black and white, it's an Issa D'oraisa, number one. Issa D'oraisa, to eat, drink, before davening. Is this dependent? Why? Because the Gemara says, Lo socho adam, is a lav shebechlovos. It means many different Yisurim under there. And one of those Yisurim is eating before davening. It's Asor Leben Sora Mora, eating for a korban with Nezrika Saddam, Bez in Shehar Goz HaNefesh, they're not allowed to eat the entire day, all these little things. So many dinim Yisurim derisa. Rambam learned from that, it's Yisurim derisa. It says it's black and white. Is that because the Rambam holds that tefillahs are derisa? What about if you hold tefillahs a drabbanan? My grandfather, Zichron Lefroch, used to say, one is not equal to the other. Even if the chiv of tefillahs drabbanan, but certainly there's an inyan of tefillah d'oraisa, it's a chumash is full of it, Nevi'im is full of it. It could be before you daven, you can't eat, even if it's tefillahs drabbanan. So if you're fasting, you don't have to. Not clear, but certainly the Sheet of the Rambam is an Issa D'oraisa. That's clear. Issa D'oraisa. Now, what is the Issa of eating and drinking? Here, that has to do with everyone walking in the morning with their fancy coffee. Is that Mutar Rosa? Friyani is Daiti. Sorry, according to the Rambam, no Kshayla, it's an Issa D'oraisa. According, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan, according to most Rishonim, while you can drink maybe a cup of coffee, the way it's done standardly in a lot of places, it's certainly also. So, but there's a very difficult shittas. Difficult, not in sense of difficult to understand. He take and look in the Rambam. He says, "Also litom klum." You can't put anything in your mouth before you daven. At all. Now, others, so let's begin there. Lo lecho. Lo over al zeonu chazal. Sholom omar kotze vi osi hishlachta acha gevecha. Omar kodesh baruch. What does the Gemara says? Omar kodesh baruch. You first fill your stomach and take care of everything you need. And then you worry about Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim and davening. It's gaiva. You're self-satisfied, you take care of yourself first, and then say, hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me. What do you mean? The first thing you get up in the morning, you're supposed to think, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need you. But first, no, I don't need you. I'm sitting down to a meal. I'm having a very, says the Mishnah Berurah. Even tasting anything is also. Where does he say, Mesharat Siyun? Harambam. He's passing Rambam. He says, Mayim Mutter, Shulchan Aruch says, Shach Behu Gaiva. But according to the other Rishonim, that's Gaiva. So that means filling yourself up and having something significant. If it's just, you're a little thirsty, take some water, that's all right. V'davka below Tzukar. You're thirsty, take a drink of water. Ah, you want to sweeten it, make it nice and comfortable? No. V'n Tzukar also. You have to understand. There's many halachas reflect a certain reality. In Europe, certainly after the Black Plague, no one drank water. They drank wine or beer. That was the liquid intake. There was no refrigeration. So you couldn't, milk wasn't the beverage. You can't store milk without refrigeration. You couldn't store fruit juices because keep it without refrigeration and sugar is going to either turn to vinegar or turn to alcohol. So what did people drink? They drank wine or they drank beer. The water was polluted. They couldn't drink water. So what does Shulchan Aruch say? You can drink water. That means Jews found out early that you could boil water to get rid of the pollution. But by the time Shulchan Aruch was written, Eretz Yisrael didn't have the problem of European polluted water. And he said, water is fine, not beer. V'teva cafe, tea and coffee. Mutar l'shtol sukkar t'fila kedei, if it's for the purpose, you can have as much as you need, if you need it, for concentration. If it's tzorach hatfila. He says, l'chaven, daitel l'spalo, u'beprat, v'am komo shiragilam bohem. I know one of my sons is a caffeine addict. He got so used to caffeine. He wakes up in the morning, doesn't have a cup of coffee, gets a headache and can't concentrate in his davening. But he says, but v'ein misyashiv hadas built them. They can't concentrate without it. But he says, but if it's because of the caffeine, kolze below tzukur below cholos, without sugar and without, you need caffeine because you get a headache and you can't concentrate without the caffeine in the morning. Okay, take the caffeine and skip the sugar. And skip the milk. Okay, we'll go through. I want to next week make sure everyone has prepared the entire inyan. Take a look in Mishnah Berurah. Take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan, and we'll go through the inyan very carefully, because obviously one of the most nogeah things in people's daily lives when they daven is, you know, I see people walking into shach with their big mugs or the fancy chashava coffee with all sorts of overflowing, who knows what. I said, wait a second. Not quite, quite what it says in the good books here. Okay. As I said, there's some very painful halachas here.